Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Here we are live. It is another edition of the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt-94.9. It's Jeremy, joined with me by one of my favorite people. In fact, Beth Demon and I talked way too much about Shannon from Burning Beard. She joins me via Zoom as I broadcast from my East County garage. Welcome back to the program.
Cheers. It's a pleasure to be back. Thank you for having us.
Oh, are you kidding me? It's awesome to have you on the show. You guys, back underway. It was the first of this month. You opened up the tasting room and started really taking it to it.
So we're really lucky that we were able to pair up with Angry Pete's Pizzas. So we've been slinging some really cool Detroit-style pizza slices out of this tasting room and serving pints, which I have to say, I'm so happy to be serving pints instead of just crawlers. I miss my customers so, so much. So nice to be able to be like, here's a pint, let's talk about it, rather than just, here's a crawler, go home, I hope everything's okay.
I'm stoked. So now you can get a beer on premise, you can order food. I imagine everything is still the same when we're buying beer. Say we just want to take it home, you can still get it in crawlers.
Oh, absolutely. We're really trying to make sure that we maintain an environment where people feel the most comfortable and safe. So that way, if you want to come in and have a pint on premise, that's awesome. They actually lifted some of the regulations today, so you don't have to buy food, but you can buy food. So that's going to open it up a little bit, but I highly recommend buying from Angry Pete anytime that he's on premise. His pizza is really, really kind of beating up my waistline, but that's okay. It's well worth it. But we also have a variety of different to-go beers. We are canning more things right now, so that way people can do ultimately what makes them feel the most comfortable.
You dropped off some beers for me, and I cannot wait to get into it. This one, I believe you introduced me to before. This is our first beer of the evening, and thank you, as I sit in my garage and sweat and talk to you on Zoom, for bringing me hot weather beers. So Get Thee to a Nunnery. It's a Trappist-style single.
This is
a beer that I have dreams about sometimes because it's got all those Belgian-y flavors to it, but it's light, it's refreshing, and there's something on the back end. Do you put more hops in this than you would normally put in a Trappist-style ale?
No, it's just really effervescent, so you get that tiny, tiny bit of carbonic bite because of all those really, really pretty bubbles. But there's a little bit of spiciness from some of the esters coming off of that yeast strain, but it's kept really, really well in balance. I'm really picky when it comes to my Belgian style beers. I really, really love them. And if it becomes too cartoonish, it's just not for me. And one of the things I love about this is the subtlety of it. This style of beer is what the monks would have kept to drink for themselves. So it has to be well-balanced. It has to be refreshing. So you get kind of that nice note of like plum and citrus, a tiny bit of that spice on the tail end of the esters from that yeast strain. It's just a pretty beer. This is one of my desert island beers for sure. Probably because it go well with seafood, but.
Oh yeah, dude, I would love to put this with a shrimp taco.
Oysters. I've been missing oysters so much.
Now I really want oysters. All right, we're going to finish this beer. And you know, when it comes to Burning Beard, the music choice is always on point. So tonight we start off with some Run the Jewels. Who are we doing it for, Shannon?
Dylan, my boy in the tasting room working right now, hold it down. We got to play this for you.
Yes, it's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt-94.9. It's Jeremy drinking with Shannon from Burning Beard. We talked about her so much last week on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. We decided to have her as a guest this week, and she's loaded me up with five amazing hot weather beers as I do this show live from my garage in East County. East County, you got to have those 6.5% and lower ABV beers. We started off with Get Thee to a Nunnery, a Trappist single, which you're going to be hard-pressed to follow that up with the next beer that you put in front of me, but I got a feeling when I see German-style Pilsner, we just took this to another level.
I'm really excited about this beer. You know how much we love lagers and German-style beers at Burning Beard. I mean, we have 8 to 9 here in Oktoberfest. And this one is really unique because we had a Dortmunder called Where Eagles Dare. And it was actually derivative not only from Misfits, but also this German movie. So there was this spoof of it from Mad Magazine called Where Vultures Fare. And when Mike did some super sleuthing trying to figure out what we're going to name this beer, he discovered that. And we had to go with it, man, just as a homage to our love of Mad Magazine and all things satirical. So this is going to be a German-style Pilsner. It has Hallertau, Mittelfrau hops in it, and it's just gorgeous. You get this nice note of like light honey to it. It's mildly herbaceous. You get notes of hay. I would say it's a beer you drink in Folkfinger. It's a meadow beer. It's a really, really refreshing one.
Me and this beer are having a moment right now. At this moment, I wish I was transferred to my above ground pool in the backyard. This is a lager, right?
Yes. German-style Pilsner, which we have a Czech-style Pilsner called the Normcore, which one of our core beers, we actually have it in cans right now. So just to kind of stir things up, we had to do a German style. So it's fun to have them kind of side by side, and we have the Dortmunder on. So then, you know, to compare all three, you're drinking for science.
You know what blows me away is you get that subtleness of honey, but I was expecting it being a lager like this to be slightly sulfuric somewhere in there. It's not. It is so just drinkable. Every sip makes me want to sip more until the glass is gone, but I want to appreciate it from the entire experience all the way back. It is a beautifully crafted beer.
This beer makes me grateful that we serve the full 16.9-ounce pints because it goes so quickly, but it gives you longer to enjoy it.
How long is this going to stick around for? Do I just get this for the summer and then I've got to beg you to make it again?
Basically, that or until I crush it all. So it's been my go-to. So game on.
We are uncanceling Oktoberfest one beer at a time, my friend.
Specifically for that beer. Perfect.
All right, we're going to take a break. We come back. More awesome music as chosen by Burning Beard and another brew of Shannon's choosing. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. As I hold this can up to the camera, since I'm on a Zoom call live on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour with Shannon from Burning Beard, we're drinking beer. It's Friday night. We're cutting loose. Just had Where Vultures Fare, a German-style Pilsner lager of amazing drinkability. That right there will get you out to their tasting room, which is open right now. Now, by the way, you can order a slice of pizza, you can have a beer, you can talk with Shannon and the rest of the Beardos, and experience craft beer the way it should be with a great storyteller and personality like Shannon, who's been telling me all about their beers tonight. There is no faking the passion you have for what you do.
Beer is an exciting thing. Every beer is a story. Every style is a story of where we have come from as a species, where a region has come from, what they were doing when it came to trade, politics, everything. And just as somebody who loves history and science and just sociology in general, how could you not love beer? Unless you're going to drink it.
I will ask the question, our next beer that we have up, it's called Millionaire Zeus. There's got to be some sort of twist on mythology or lore.
That is actually derivative of a line from Crime and Punishment, as many of our kind of beer names have some sort of throw to music, art, literature, a big one. I mean, Get Thee to a Nunnery with Hamlet. This one's a throw to Crime and Punishment, and it basically means to have everything and more, which I feel like is exactly what you get with an IPL. I'm in love with the India Pale Lager style because you get all of the hot flavor without a whole bunch of residual bitterness and the super, super, super clean finish of a lager. And that's just kind of everything I want in my beer. It's sunshine, but it's not the sunshine that's making us sweat. It's a sunshine of eternal youth and happiness.
It's got this beautiful draw colored hue to it, and you smell it and you get all these hops, and you'd think it would be very thin bodied like you get with some session IPAs, but when you sip it, you're getting all the hops, but you're getting that kind of clean crackeriness that you get with a lager.
Mm-hmm. It's Simcoe and Columbus in that one, so it's piney, it's a little bit woody, but again, like, it's bright. One of my bartenders describes it, I feel like, the best, that it's like a walk through the woods on a sunny day. And it's one of the things I love about so many of the bar staff is they have a poetry in the way that they describe the beer. There's prose almost to it, but it's just, you have a sip of it, you're like, yeah, I'm in the woods, man. This is great.
You have punk rock poets is what you have.
Yeah, it's like its own Dead Poets Society, but with beer.
That kind of plays into the little society you have, the bottles that you do, these really specialty beers, the what is it, Distinguished Delinquents?
Distinguished
delinquents. Yeah. So we kicked this off a couple of years ago. We're in our third or junior year of it. And it's a cool kind of like bottle club slash social club. So it's $200 for the year, but $100 of it goes to the four bottles that you get to pick up, which is usually a mix of different wild ales and barrel aged gears. And then the rest of it, you get a 20 ounce mug to drink out of every time that you come in. We all go to shows and concerts together when that happens to be a thing. But we also do cookouts together and all sorts of neat things. And it's a really kind of, I don't know, amazing way to connect to the community that you don't see often. And so it's one of my favorite clubs. Like, I love all the members of the Delinquents. We know just what everybody that's a part of it by first and last name. They also get it by keg. We're so small that we can't release our kegs to anybody but the kind of restaurants and bars right now. And so having the Delinquents club, we have just enough that we can give them their shot to buy some kegs to drink at home.
If we want to be a part of that club, you can get in on that right now, right?
Oh, absolutely. We just opened it up, man. What are you waiting for? Go on Burning Beard's website. It's right there. You'll be able to follow the link and do it. Or you can come into the tasting room and we have an extra iPad. That way you can drink a beer while you sign up.
You know what? I have made some really dumb purchases while I've had a beer. This would not be one of those.
My Amazon Prime is a testament that I can say same.
We won't talk about that because I'm going to play another song with Burning Beard. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. You can't blame the music on me tonight. No, that is all Shannon's doing from Burning Beard. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. You hear her as I broadcast the show tonight from my garage. She is in via Zoom call and we are tying it all together on the radio. That's magic, baby. Magic of the internet. And also magic of the beer we've been drinking tonight. Millionaire Zeus, the beer we just wrapped up, their IPL, their India Pale Lager. We've also had where Vulture's Fair, the German style lager, and the Trappist Single. Get Thee to a Nunnery started off the program. Best part is it's hot in San Diego. These are all crushable warm weather beers. And all right, now I got a bone to pick with you. I saw you release this beer. You released this and one other beer together. Was this in your hazy?
Dreamer Deceiver.
Yes. You called this a San Diego Pale. What does San Diego Pale mean to Burning Beard?
San Diego Pale is something that is still going to have a little bit of a malt backbone, but a bright hot profile without much residual bitterness. And it's going to be in the ABV range. That's going to be lower than what you would get from like a session IPA. And I actually love the San Diego Pale Ale style. I remember when it first came out back in the day when I was working for AleSmith, I was like, why do we need another hoppy subsection? This is ridiculous. Until people started making a bunch of them and I got to try it. And hey, man, I dig this style just enough. It's the best of all the world.
Now, the reason I grill you on that is because I've had a lot of San Diego Pales. Yours, this one right here, Circle of Hops, needs to be put on a pedestal because this to me is everything that's right with both a pale ale, which a lot of people forget about in the days of IPA, and you take what is a pale ale and then you add just the right amount of hops to it that it doesn't push into being an IPA.
Yeah.
But to me, completely makes up what San Diego's beer scene is about.
Absolutely.
If there was anybody who asked me, give me the San Diego Pale in one beer, this would be it.
I'm glad you like that one. That's another one that we call Sunshine, but the Millionaire Zeus is Sunshine Fettered by a Canopy of Trees, and this one is Sunshine at the Beach Without a Hangover.
Once again, that's what makes this beer a unicorn. Now, I know you just... You did a can release a month ago, and you just did another can release, right?
Yeah, we ran out of it so fast. So one of the cool things is we recently have been able to have a partnership with Barron's Market. So they fix them up. The other liquor stores that we have some partnerships with, like I think Vine & Vine picks them up, Manhattan Bar. There's a bunch of different places, liquor store-wise, and bars have kind of turned into liquor emporiums that have picked it up. It flew. So we ran out of it super quickly. So we decided that instead of kegging that last bit of it, when we saw how fast it was moving, that we would just go ahead and can it again. So this is a really great batch. I'm loving how it's turning out in the can, but we had to do it again because it got too popular. We're already almost out of it again through distro.
No! So get out of here!
You're going to have to come visit me in the tasting room.
All right. Well, there you go. That's just another reason you need to get down to Burning Beard's tasting room. Go grab a slice of pizza, have a beer with Shannon and the crew. Grab yourself some beer to go as well. Support local San Diego craft because it doesn't get any better than this. San Diego Pale, Circle of Hops from Burning Beard. We're going to take a break when we come back. We're going to do a song with this. And then after that, a beer that Shannon told me about when she dropped off that I have yet to taste. It's going to be my first time. I'm going to try it with you. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Gotta love when the guest jumps into talking about the beer before the song even ends. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy with Shannon from Bernie Beer Brewing in El Cajon, drinking some of their fantastic wares tonight on the program. While I sweat in my East County garage, I'm not afraid of the beer that Shannon's had me poured out. It is tall, it is dark, but everything that you've brought me so far has been crisp, refreshing, delicious, and I know this can't be a stout.
It is a Baltic porter. In our quest to make refreshing lagers and beers this summer, we couldn't leave out our malt head with this one. And a Baltic porter is not a unique style of beer. It very much exemplifies the desire of different communities to want to emulate another community's style of beer, but using the ingredients that they had at their disposal. So it's all the flavors that you would get in a porter or a stout, where it's roasted, it's got these nice notes of baker's chocolate, dark chocolate, but it's lean because you use lager yeast. So they were utilizing what they had, which was lager yeast, while trying to emulate the porters themselves of a different region. So it's a neat style of beer. I wish more people would make Baltic style porters. They're so delicious.
Has Burning Beard made a Baltic porter before? Is this the first time they've ever done it?
It's the first time Jeff has ever given it a go, and him and Tyler worked really, really hard on this recipe, and I love it, man. I keep trying to beg him to put this in a bourbon barrel. I think it'd be so pretty.
Stop it.
Jeff, if you hear me, put this in a bourbon barrel, please. The world wants you to.
I will donate the rest of this glass to go in that barrel. Actually, that's a lie. I'm going to drink this glass. Now I see why you're so excited about sharing this beer with the world.
Right?
There is so much to this. It's like chocolate.
Almonds and biscotti and licorice and plum and chocolate and clean. You would normally hear all of those flavors and be like, okay, this is going to be cloying, or this is going to be kind of a big cluster, and it isn't. I want this with like a really big Balboa burger. I've been craving Balboa burgers like crazy, and this was a Balboa burger would be phenomenal.
We have quite literally
garlic fries and burgers like Tom can. I need a Balboa burger and garlic fries with this so I can round out my life.
I would almost throw a scoop of ice cream over this and just make a float out of it. If you want to go grab some of this, this has to be another limited run beer. I mean, get it while it's at the tasting room, because it won't be around very long. Those of us who are malt heads who want something malty in the summertime. What is it called again? It's Atlas.
Atlas Complex, which I feel like is a fitting and somewhat topical name for everything that's going on right now. Mm. Taking the weight of the world onto yourself.
All right. So we want to keep up with Burning Beard. Where do we find you guys on all the socials?
You can find us on Facebook and follow us there. Instagram, Twitter. Twitter, I believe, is Beard of Flame. I'm horrible and I don't do Twitter, but Mike, who does our social media, does. Burning Beard Brewing on Instagram and Burning Beard Brewing on Facebook.
Thank you so much for joining me tonight. Appreciate all the beer. Appreciate all you do for San Diego. Keep making the beer. Keep being punk rock. And then, just know that I love you. And thank you for your time.
Thanks for having us on.
We're going out with this song from Burning Beard. Have a great Friday night. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.